want to do this again, Jennifer? Woo! Again and again and again and again and again. We're setting new standards on the street, if you will. Standards for conversation. We are, in fact, artistes here on the Good Day program. Crank it up, Michael! It is the Good Day program, Wednesday, the 24th of July. Doug and Jennifer, Dudley and Jennifer, how do you do? Would you like to know what's going on? The important stories of the day do not include, although lots of people are making a big deal out of the latest from mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner in New York.
Can you believe it?
What an idiot. What an a-hole.
Why is it? Okay, so I actually have a weird theory that I probably shouldn't spew on the air.
Sure you should.
But I think it's fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ish.
Ish.
Okay, so his wife comes out with him at this press conference, right? Huma is her name.
Huma.
And, you know, she stands by him and, you know, very political, blah, blah, blah. Now, how embarrassing. I'm sorry. And so I started thinking about what is your motivation as a woman for doing this again? You know, having to stand by this guy again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, you know, she's a politically minded person. She's friends with Hillary Clinton, who also did the same thing, stood by her man.
Right.
What if Hillary and Huma have a little... That's maybe why she doesn't care that Anthony Weiner does whatever he does. What do you think? Isn't that a great theory?
Is that why he does it in the first place?
Maybe.
Because he's not having any of that at home.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe tis a marriage of convenience.
There we go. So there is Jennifer. With
allegedly, by the way, protecting myself.
You don't have to protect yourself. Say what you think. Mean what you think.
What do you think, though? Because it really did bother me. I'm like, okay, what is her motivation? Why is she staying here?
I've not seen her. What is she...
She's attractive. She's definitely, I think, more of a harsh, you know, kind of looking woman.
Yeah.
But attractive. Now, I don't mean harsh in a bad way. I just mean she's got kind of like angular features, I guess is a good way to put it. Dark hair, tall, thin.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that's the kind of, listen, anything's possible. I was about to say something and I edited it before I finished the sentence. Yep, there it is, the new sex scandal and the allegations of
the same. I just can't believe him.
Okay.
Judgment issues, you think?
Yeah.
Oh,
you want
gosh.
Him to be the mayor of your city? All right, let's move down to Washington for the next item of interest here as we discuss the news nuggets of the day. Your thoughts, by the way, 888-302-DOUG, if you'd like. Or email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. The White House and backers of the NSA's surveillance program are warning, ending this collection of phone records that they're still getting from you and tens of millions of other Americans just like you, will put our nation at risk. There is a vote looming in the House today. So the White House press secretary last night said that the measure that's being voted on from, Representative Justin Amash, is that how you pronounce his name, those of you who live in Michigan, A-M-A-S-H, would cancel statutory authority for the secret program that they need to have. It would dismantle one of our intelligent community's terrorism tools.
Wow.
So the fellow that runs the NSA, General Alexander, went over to Capitol Hill yesterday to work. Have you ever been in either of those two buildings that house the representatives, the congressmen? If you have never been there, it is a sight and an experience to behold because the activity doesn't go on in the offices. Outside the doors of the offices were the lobbyists lined up to talk to staffers as they go in and out, because the staffers influence the congressmen and or their vote. So they are working the halls, literally. There's an interesting group, a coalition, if you will, of the libertarians on one side and the liberals on another. After all, they both have the same root name, interestingly enough. They don't like this domestic spying program. And so these sponsors are, because of all of the publicity, Jennifer, that the NSA has gotten, thanks to Mr. Snowden, they are trying to tear apart the Patriot Act, which ought to have been torn apart a long time ago, in fact. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is the first time today Congress has weighed in since the Snowden leakage. And the Internet companies, they don't really care as long as they're not going to get themselves into hot water one way or the other because of the surveillance program. That is, they're worried about their customers getting together with some smart lawyer and a class action lawsuit against the federal government or against Apple or against Google or against any of these companies. This is a lot of... By the way... there's some other stuff going on in the vote today. There's some of the Defense Department bills and yada yada in there. I actually yesterday afternoon I don't know where I was. My head was not in what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
My head was just kind of awash in all kinds of things that are not worth repeating necessarily here. So I decided to go to the movies.
That's always good.
And I went
change of pace.
Yeah, late in the afternoon, I went to see White House Down. Which was...
Didn't you see that already?
No, I saw Olympus.
Oh.
That was the same movie, basically.
I thought so. Yeah. I knew you saw something similar.
Three or 4 months ago. I don't know. I think I like this one a little bit better than the other. The other one wasn't bad. But the reason that I bring it up is because it underscores, in a manner of speaking, all the threats that could be. There's a lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda in our world. A lot of people trying to scare the hell out of everybody. Fear, 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 fear. It's unprecedented. And I think that's one of the things that has made our country as kind of diabolically disturbed as it is. Mm-hmm. There's a study out today suggesting that there is all kinds, or plural, are all kinds of things that are mentally affecting people in their 20s and 30s that have never affected those ages before. And much of the blame, if that's what it is, the concern, rests on how you, Jennifer, and your generation communicate using the tools that are there, i.e. the iPhone, the iPad, the texting, all of the things that are now part of the lexicon of people that not only are that age, but people that are my age and everywhere in between. So it's troubling to see all of these things take effect here. But one of the things that's occurring that we are not necessarily thinking about, we always think about what's going on in America. Same thing is happening all over the world. It's not just here. It's everywhere. Apple has become the king of the world. Remember when Leonardo DiCaprio stands on the front of the Titanic and yells, "I am king of the world!"
Yes.
Apple's king of the world.
They are.
Apple beat the street yesterday, announcing their revenue from their various and sundry divisions, $4 billion in earnings.
Wow.
In 3 months with iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's 25% higher than it was a year ago. So obviously people are still hungry for music. iPhone sales were another reason. They sold 31 million iPhones between April and June of this year. Apple did. And they sold 14 million iPads. They sold 4 million Mac computers and 4.5 million iPods. So they have record earnings, record profits, and it seems there's nothing to stop these people as they continue to develop new products that people seem to want. And why do they want them? Because they want to keep up with whoever is next door that's using some of the same things. 1 billion audio feeds delivered by Apple. 1 billion audio feeds. Podcasts. Podcasts. 1 billion of them in 3 months.
Wow.
And 25 billion songs have been delivered on iTunes. My God, it's staggering. What impact or control these people have on the minds of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
The influence that's there.
And our reliance upon them to deliver stuff. Yes.
I'm not relying on them, but I do use.
I do. I use the iPad.
Yeah. A lot of people use the iPad. And they use it in place of a computer sometimes. Music. Meredith has the thing playing in her kitchen all the time when she's there by herself, just playing wherever she's gone, to Pandora, wherever she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people do that using that device? Astounding.
I do. Plug into my Sonos and I'm ready to go.
888-302-3684. So those are some of the things that are going on in people's minds. Here's something else that's going on, something in my mind. I got out my power swabs this morning. A couple of hours ago, I decided I wanted to swab my teeth. I don't know why I was thinking about it a couple of hours ago, but I did. Dr. Martin Ginniger is the man who is the actual dentist, the mind behind this, taking, for whatever the reason, I don't know what he was doing. He had some research time, and so he started looking into the properties of coconut, because coconut's so popular and so good for you, coconut oil, and found that he could use the properties of that to make your teeth whiter. And so that's the origin. That's how power swabs were born. Now, you can benefit from his research by removing years and years and years of stains right off of your teeth in an instant, it would seem. Use it for 2 minutes. 5 minutes later, you're going to see the difference. Would you like to do that with your teeth? I know you would. So if you haven't heard me or you've been thinking about it, now it's time to take some action and dial 800-865-7602 and order Power Swabs. Get the whole program. Start whitening your teeth. 5 minutes later, you'll see what good Power Swabs do, and you'll be telling your friends. They'll be saying, hey, what'd you do to your teeth? Looks great. 800-865-7602. Your teeth will look wonderful. It's a risk-free deal for you. And don't forget to ask about the various other things that the folks at Power Swabs have put together. The stain-out quick stick, the tooth gloss, the gum rejuvenator, all healthy, good for your teeth, good for your smile. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Shh, don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh,
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. supply, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Way when the person that you love,
only when I was robbed by my last boyfriend.
Robbed? Robbed in what way?
Get it? You take a piece of me with you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I wasn't really robbed, Doug. It's just being funny. Lightening up the mood a little.
Lightening up. Okay. Yeah. Because I could listen to this song a little bit and go into a dumper. So maybe I'll just keep moving, huh?
Just pretend somebody robbed you. It's more fun that way.
Okay. All right. Well, in a way, I guess that was a rough
time spent
with her. Yes.
This was a great song, though. And remember the video, all dressed in black, and he stood on stage and reached his hand out to the crowd like he loved everybody.
I love you. And every time you go away,
every time you go away.
All right. So I don't want to be sad. Let's keep moving here. Let's have some fun. Actually, normally at this point in the hour, every day on this program, we have some excerpts from the late night shows, the Masters of Ceremony. How many times have you heard that used? It's never used anymore, but it used to be the hosts of programs were called the Master of Ceremony. And the Masters include Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and David Letterman here.
Huge story. Disgraced candidate Anthony Weiner is embroiled in a new sexting scandal. A new one, yeah. So you don't like babies, but you love a disgraced candidate, okay?
Well, I'm very pro-sexting, but I'm anti-baby.
Yeah. No, Anthony Weiner is in trouble again. Yeah, after his initial sex scandal, New York mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner sent out more explicit pictures online under the alias Carlos Danger. At the press conference, Weiner apologized, said this will never happen again,
no,
or my name isn't Carlos Danger. At the press conference today, Anthony Weiner's wife said she will stand by her husband. Yeah, especially when he goes on the computer. She's going to be...
The royal baby has left the hospital. He will now go to one of the royal estates where he will rest comfortably for the next 80 years. Okay, so that's pretty much it, yeah. You probably saw today William and Kate spent the morning thanking the hospital staff for all their care. And the other patient spent the morning trying to find the hospital staff. Hello? My wife is having a baby, too. Hello? Anybody?
Oh, we're still trying to come to terms with this. Geraldo Rivera over the weekend. Did you get one? He takes... He takes naked pictures of himself and he sends them, you know, delivers them. Everybody got one. And he says 70 is the new 50. And I said, Jesus, rings a bell. That's what I tell police when I'm pulled over for speeding. 70 is the new 50. Come on, leave me alone.
That's good. All right. Also, Wendy Williams on her program yesterday, Jennifer, answered. She likes to go in the audience. They ask questions.
That's right.
Here's a 30.
Good advice.
Yeah, she does. She has a good answers to things like this audience member's question about telling her father she's moving across the country.
I just accepted a job on the West Coast, and it starts in a few weeks. I have not told my dad. We're extremely close. I'm a daddy's girl. How can I tell him that I'm leaving in a few weeks on very, very short notice?
He's going to know by the time you walk out of the building today.
I know.
I mean, we're live out in New York, and the show only has another 20 minutes.
I know, but he's probably still asleep, so I have a couple hours.
Okay. Here's the thing. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, well, you might be a daddy's girl, but you're also an enabler.
Right.
Dad needs to understand that you have to go where the money is, and this is your dream job?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so let your father understand. Get him hooked up to Skype.
Okay.
And tell him, chuck him the deuce.
Once I get there.
I thought that about my daughter. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. With a doubling of border agents and a path to citizenship, the Senate sent an immigration reform bill over to the House. Will Speaker Boehner allow it to come to the floor for a vote or kill it?
I agree with immigration reform, and I'm deeply opposed to rounding up 11 million people who've made lives here and sent them home, but I thought this was a terrible piece of legislation, and I don't think they need to get a vote on it. I mean, we've seen in 2006 and 2010, and we'll see in 2014 as well, that you can actually get elected to Congress by doing nothing.
The immigration bill has some good things in it and has some bad things in it. It does provide a path to citizenship. At the same time, it throws a lot of money at private enforcement agencies along the border, and we're going to waste a lot of money there. But it's an attempt. It's how sausages are made, as we know. What happens in the House? I have no idea, though. I don't know what Boehner's going to do there.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Interested in or have heard a little tidbit. There may be some things. I got an email from somebody the other day that loved the fact that our questions and answers often pertain to things they knew nothing about, and that we, Jennifer, you and me, were the ones who are the trendsetters, the information go-getters, the people who are in the know and on the go here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. Geraldo Rivera.
Yes.
Talking yesterday on his radio program about the photo shoot. In a manner of speaking.
You mean his selfie?
Posting a half-nude photo of himself on Twitter over the weekend. And yes, as you'd expect, alcohol was involved.
Oh, he was drunk. I just thought he was arrogant. Oh.
Really?
Okay, no. So now he was drunk and arrogant. Okay, I get it.
And apparently Elliot Spitzer called into his radio program.
I heard, yeah. So
trying to get
worry.
To the bottom of this twit pic. How could it be called accidental? How is it accidental?
Well, it's not necessarily accidental, but when you're loaded hammered, shall we say, and you make some bad decisions, and then you decide to post it so everybody can see on a very large social network, and it goes viral, then that could be considered an accident.
Oh, really?
Maybe. You know, I wish that I had been thinking clearly when I decided to post this.
Well, it was 2:30 on Sunday morning. He'd done his Fox television program. He got home. There wasn't anybody to talk to because everybody, his wife was asleep, et cetera, et cetera. So he had a drink, and then he had another drink.
Why not show the world my body?
And decided, as he looked at his towel-clad body, he'd shoot himself. And, you know, he says, I got to tweet this thing.
You know what's more disturbing than his naked picture?
What's that?
Because he is in phenomenal shape for a 70-year-old. I will give him that. But he has those red, huge glasses.
Yeah?
That I just, they kind of creep me out a little bit. I'm going to throw it out there.
Huh.
Does it creep you out when people have shaded colored glasses?
No.
Really?
No.
You like them?
Well, I don't pay any attention to them. But I look as I see. I'm deeper than you are, Jennifer. I look behind the glasses to see.
Oh, right.
Who
you were looking at his
is.
Body. I was looking at his eyes. You cad.
I'm looking at his body. My body looks better than his, even though I'm younger than his.
Are we going down this route again?
No, we're not. We're going to keep going on to something else.
Selfie yourself and put it on Twitter.
Really?
It'll be good for the show.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do that. I have to get permission, however.
I was drunk on milk, Your Honor.
Yeah. Right. Put milk all over my body.
Okay.
There's an out-of-control natural gas well fire off the coast of Louisiana today. 44 workers were evacuated from the platform. And as you know, anytime something like this happens, the news media happy to fill the airwaves with pictures as if to suggest that the... And I even heard some people, well, the last time this happened, it was disaster for BP. So they've brought in Wild Well Control, a well-known company that puts fires out. Circumstances like this. Remember the John Wayne movie? I think it was called Hellfighters.
I've heard of the movie. I don't think I've ever seen it.
He played a guy named Red, or he portrayed Red Adair, who ran a company that actually was the model for this, and in essence, it was all about putting out oil well fires all around the world. And so the news media, the headline, blowout occurs. Unmanned offshore gas platform that wasn't doing anything. Apparently, it's not even producing any oil or gas. So at any rate, don't be afraid, folks. It'll be all right. Don't you worry a bit. How about the latest from Prince William and his wife, Kate? I'll leave that one to you, because I'm sure you're following this a heck of a lot closer than I am.
Did you see her?
No.
Did you see the picture when they walked out of the hospital with the baby?
Nope. I haven't looked at any of that stuff.
She's just gorgeous. She's, like, just stunning. And I know she called in someone to do her hair and her makeup to make her look like a glowing
mother.
Money
will do wonderful things in terms of how you look for some people.
But she just is a pretty...
She's a nice-looking lady and seems to be a nice person, not unlike her...
Diana.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she got it more together than her husband's mother, but still kind of nice. Seems to... Do they sort of have to go through some kind of scrutiny? You do wonder that once in a while. In order for this to work...
They do go through scrutiny, I'm sure. Absolutely. I mean, everything yesterday was 100% planned out. They walked outside. Right. They looked at everybody for a little while. They waved. She got in the car. He put the kid in the car. Mm-hmm. They go. I mean, everything is very planned out for them. And I think they almost embrace it. And I think that he probably had to find someone that would embrace that traditional type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean, you could have some wild child who is going to be like, let's get out of here on our motorcycle or something.
I can't imagine him marrying Amy Carter, if you're asking that question.
Right.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So.
But it was very cute and very sweet. And then they had visits from their parents yesterday. So that was adorable to see Prince Charles say, he's a great looking chap.
Yeah, he's such a stiff, that guy. All right. Here's something. For those of you who are still wondering what's going on with George Zimmerman, you know, day doesn't go by. Yesterday,
he's a hero.
The story about him saving somebody from a wreck and people wondering cynically whether that was a put-up job or not. I don't know whether it is or isn't. I just never even thought about that until some
cynic. I was taken aback by so many people on social media saying, what color were the people that he saved? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, right.
Isn't that a little overcooked? Come on.
The Buckeye Firearms Foundation, an Ohio gun group, says we are going to buy Mr. Zimmerman a new gun.
Well, that's very nice of them.
Yes. The group is asking for donations to provide George Zimmerman with the funds he needs to replace his firearm, his holster, and his other gear. And they are suggesting that Mr. Zimmerman is now the poster boy for Attorney General Holder trying to target gun owners. According to their website, the Buckeye Firearms Foundation, quote, the move to prevent Mr. Zimmerman from claiming his property is an unacceptable abuse of power, and the threats of federal charges on civil rights grounds is a bit more than a blatant pandering for political gain. Moreover, they said, based on statements
nothing
he and others...
Nothing like what they're doing, by the way.
May know. No, not at all. Holder hopes to use this as the first step toward reviewing the administration's attack on gun rights. Mr. Zimmerman has every right to get his property back. And if Eric Holder chooses to deny Mr. Zimmerman that right, the Buckeye Firearm Foundation will remedy the matter by purchasing a new firearm for him. A flashlight will be included in the holster and any other gear he wants. Let's get Zimmerman armed right away, is what's posted on their site, the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. Hoorah! Hmm. How do they say in the Marines? What do they say in the Marines?
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Yeah. Now, I'm all about owning a gun if you want, but these people need to go away. They need to, probably the last thing George Zimmerman needs right now is a gun. He needs to just kind of relax and enjoy his freedom.
His ill-gotten fame.
Yeesh.
Federal officials have gotten all the evidence they need for an investigation from the Sanford Police Department, by the way, including Mr. Zimmerman's gun. That's why he doesn't have it anymore. That's why he needs a new one, apparently. Anyway, he's not a felon, so he can own a gun.
Right. He can. He's not convicted of anything.
Right. So should Zimmerman have a gun? 888-302-3684. Who thinks that's A-OK or not? Either way, I'm okay. I don't care, frankly. But as I said earlier, some people want to know what my opinion is. I got an email yesterday. Please state your opinion more clearly on some of these issues. And if I do that, it'll sound like I'm kind of a stick in the mud. Because I don't care about Zimmerman any more than I care about the royal baby. I kind of care about Geraldo.
You care more about Geraldo than George Zimmerman and the royal baby? See, Geraldo to me would be the last on my list.
I only care about it because there's been such hoopla made of it. But I'm more of a conceptual person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, like, for example, I want to talk in a minute about boys and girls and equality. All right, so that's coming up next. That's a conceptual thing here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Summer is the season for family vacations, and many are finding their budgets need to stretch further. According to a recent Bank of America study, 50% of respondents say cost is their biggest challenge when planning. While traveling as a family can be expensive, a great way for parents to lower costs and stretch their budget is to find a travel rewards card that offers simple redemption options. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Family travel is a great way to get the entire family together, but can get expensive fast. Beach trips and camping are fun-filled family vacation options that maximize fun without busting the budget. When planning, parents can also take advantage of travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card that allow customers to use points even toward partial travel purchases, further reducing the cost of travel-related expenses.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise, and when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by the folks at Grainger with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. You can call Grainger. You can click on Grainger, Grainger.com. Or you can stop by one of their branches. They're located all around the country. Got one of them in my hometown of Framingham. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? That's good. Hoo-ha. Boys and girls. Jennifer is a girl. Dudley's a boy.
Yes.
When you were a little girl.
Yes.
You throw the little girl a ball, and she gets hit in the nose with it. You throw a boy a ball, and he'll try to catch it. And then it hits him in the nose. You dress your girl in a dress on Easter Sunday. She'll look just as pretty when you finally make it to church. You dress a boy in his Easter Sunday best, and he'll somehow find a way to jump into a mud puddle before you get to church. Have you ever noticed that boys' rooms are usually quite messy? Girls' rooms. My daughter's room was always a mess, but it smelled better.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that about boys
we
and girls?
Smell better.
Yeah. A baby girl. I was actually thinking about these things because of the birth of this little boy to the royals. Baby girl picks up a stick and looks in wonderment at what nature has made. A boy picks up a stick, turns it into a gun. Notice that? Girls play with Barbie and Ken. They like to dress them up and play house with them. When boys play with Barbie and Ken, they take off their arms and legs.
This is a little sexist, maybe.
Maybe. Boys could care less if their hair is unruly, if their bangs get cut a quarter of an inch too short. Girls would rather lock themselves in their room than be seen in public. Did you ever cut your bangs when you were a small girl?
Yeah, a little bit, yes. Nothing terrible, though, thankfully.
If a girl accidentally burps or passes gas, she's embarrassed. If a boy accidentally burps or passes gas, he follows it with a dozen...
high fives.
Well, either that or some more fake belches. Nothing interesting about girls in passing gas and women in passing gas. Isn't it interesting how women just... You hear this how often, huh? Girls don't. Ladies don't pass gas.
No.
Of course they do.
Never.
Yes. Boys grow their fingernails long because they're too lazy to cut them. Girls grow their fingernails long not because they're too... because they look nice, but because they can dig them into a boy's arm.
Yuck.
Ever happened in your sixth grade experience? I saw Betty Lou Mayo at a local party the other day. She was my first girlfriend at the age of six.
Oh, that's cute.
And she's now same age as I was then and am now. Some years later, she doesn't, for some reason or another, quite look the same. I don't know what the
story
is.
Sure, you don't either.
I actually look better. Well, not better, but I'm okay.
Ronaldo.
Yeah. Where's my... I want to post it on Twitter, a picture. How about that?
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
More information. Can you possibly contain all this in that brain of yours? Jennifer, what do you say? You ready for some more?
Ready for some
more information.
Yes.
On the Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here normally at this point in the program. Tech Talk time is on the air, so we'll get to him as he's got some information about Gmail's new interface that sort of sorts your inbox into different tabs. We'll have that. And then a discussion of anger as it presents on the Internet. All coming up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you use Gmail, you've probably noticed that your inbox looks a little different lately. Google recently rolled out a new interface that sorts your inbox's messages into different tabs. Now you can keep all of your important email in your main inbox, but relegate newsletters and sales promotions to their own place, and emails from sites like Twitter and Facebook into other tabs. Gmail's new look is a way to highlight your most important messages and hopefully keep your inbox a little less cluttered. If you hate change and would rather have all of your emails make their way into one place, it's a quick fix. Go to your settings by clicking the gear icon at the top right of your inbox. Click Configure Inbox, then uncheck every box you can. You're done. All messages will be sent straight to one tab, and you won't have to worry about missing an important message or feeling a deep sense of loneliness from looking into an inbox with only 3 emails. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate year reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Here's radio host Garland Robinette, Jennifer, talking to psychiatrist Dr. Joseph Schrand about the growing number of people who seem to be taking their anger out with social media.
I don't understand the anger that I see everywhere. What's left of the dying newspapers have comment sections that allow people to indict, convict, and excoriate people's reputations and their children. And then I see it in text, and I see it on Tumblr. And now with the reading that I've done, I've found JuicyCampus.com. I've found Rage.com and about 7 other websites that are put up for anonymous anger. What do you think is going on?
It's fascinating, isn't it, that there is so much of this anger around. And, you know, if you do a Google search, you know, you can do these Google searches where they'll come up with particular words. You'll get, you know, 20, 30, 40 references in the news to anger on a daily basis. So what is going on? Anger's been around a long time. You know, there's nothing wrong with anger. It's a basic part of our human emotional cornucopia, really, of what we feel. But it's what you do with your anger that can really get you in trouble or not. And, you know, aggression is the enactment of anger. So anger itself can be incredibly productive. Civil rights movement, other things that have happened through anger have been fantastic. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You know, anger itself is not a bad thing. But I do think that we have this very interesting time of the world now where there's a lot of anonymity. A lot of people can say things to other people without ever really being held responsible for it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.